Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, today. Hello, everyone, today. We're live on the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show today. We have Rude Kid, the rap, Rude Kid, the reggae rap inventor from D.C. live today on Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show. And he's also Prince of the Dance Hall. And he's from Washington, D.C. today. He's from Washington, D.C. He has a hit featuring Poor Black. And it's trending worldwide. It's titled, Hear Me When I Call, Heavenly Father. And hold on a second.
Yes, sir.
Hello, How you doing today, Rude Kid the Reggae Rapper?
I am doing fine. I'm doing fine, Larry. You know, Larry, I hate doing this, man. Like in the middle of the show, you know, correcting people. But this happens sometime. You know, I'm Rude Kid the Reggae Rap Inventor. So, you know, you got the reggae rap part right, but inventor. I'm the inventor of the genre reggae rap team.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
so I added reggae.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I'm pretty used to that. They always, you're not the only one that has corrected me. A lot of people has, they always have corrected me. So I went back and I corrected as much as I could. Really couldn't, Blog Talk Radio only give me so many, sections to correct. So I went back and I corrected on Facebook, and I went back and I corrected in the passage of Blog Talk Radio as much as I could. So you
okay.
A Rude Kid, Rude Kid, the reggae rap and
the reggae rap.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
the reggae
right,
rap.
That's right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
The reggae,
you know,
rap inventor and Yeah, we wouldn't correct that. We corrected as much as we could. We get that all the time, you know. We get it all the time. And you also now correct me. You're the Prince of the Dance Hall.
Yes, I'm the Prince of Dance Hall also.
Yeah, you're Prince of the Dance Hall. Yeah, and you from Washington, D.C.?
I'm originally from Jamaica, but right now I reside in Washington, D.C.
Okay. Excuse me, everyone. I drank some water earlier. Excuse me. Okay, now he's originally from Jamaica, but right now he resides in Washington, D.C., and he has a gospel dance hall hit featuring Poor Black. Can you tell us about
Pure Blacks? Yeah.
So,
Pure Blacks is one of my crew members, and we did Hear Me When I Call Heavenly Father together, and it's been doing well worldwide in 80 countries, especially in Africa. Here in Washington, on a major radio station called WPFW, which is a worldwide station here, and you know, also in Jamaica. So, yeah, it's doing well everywhere. You know, every rotation.
Okay, well, I need to take a break. You know, I need to take a break for a second. So I'm going to I did play that song. It sounded a bit low, but I'm going to play it for the people right now. It's called Hear Me When I Call Heavenly Father. Everyone, stand by for a minute.
Oh, good and all pleasant it is for bridging and bridging to dwell in perfect unity. The boss is here. You know it's Rude Kid, the reggae rap inventor. Longside Pure Block. The number one in the world just enter. Away after a prayer day, keep the devil away. Rude Kid Entertainment, label group. Rude Mafia, Black King.
Give me when I call. Make it through.
Yeah,
I know you're here to guide me along.
So me say hi to my brother, greet my sister and I'll hug my mother. Dwelling near all the birds from my church, mama call and I the kid can't answer. Well my grandma nah, no lung cancer. Almighty Father, I'm a sponsor. Play low, yeah. Oh, glorious, I sing is this feeling. Me coulda die last night, it make me up this morning. Want thank him for the talent him give me for sing. And all the good for do the dancing. Almighty Father, me have to thank him. Some guys out on would have like them a ranking. So anytime I see them, them ship me stanking, yeah. You know I plank my planking. And
give me what I call. Oh, give me when I call,
yeah.
I say, Father, please forgive them. They know not what they do. Take away the evil, so God help to make it true. I know your will to guide me along my journey way. So Father, please forgive them. But on my knees I pray, I give thanks in my going out, likewise in my coming in. There am to know to be true. So God, yes, my God, clean. And all the journey will guide me along my journey way. So Father, please forgive them. But on my knees I pray.
Yeah, Heavenly Father, thank you for waking me up another morning. So me say hi to my brother, greet my sister and I'll hug my mother. Dwelling near all the birds of my church, mama call and I the kid can't answer. Well my grandma nah, no lung cancer. Almighty Father, I'm my sponsor. Play low, yeah. How many morning you get up from pray? Thank Father God for see a shining day. Not one, that's how everybody say. Yet still, them a jumble parade. Make a, while the sun shine. Your blocks are broken, I say a prayer time. My time, at that time. Give them to praise this mankind.
Give me when I call, oh Lord. Give me when I call, oh Lord. I say, Father, please forgive them. They know not what they do. Bless it.
Okay. Okay, everyone, you listening?
Yes, yes.
You listening?
Yes, turned up, turned up. You got me over here dancing, man.
Okay.
I'm turned up over here, man. Yes,
all
I'm
right.
Turned up over here.
That's good. Okay, everyone. We're live on Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show. We have Rude Kid, the reggae rap inventor. From D.C.
Yes, sir.
He's actually from Jamaica. And that's a single between him. Am I correct? You and Pearl Black?
That's yes. That, Pearl Black's out of my crew. We from the same music crew. We from my music crew, Rude Mafia, you know. So we got together and did the song together, man. And it's been a blast, you know. Produced by Triton.
Okay. Executive
produced by Rude Kid Entertainment, by my record label, Rude Kid Entertainment Label Group.
Okay. Rude Kid Entertainment Record Label Group.
Rude Kid Entertainment Label Group. Label group. Yeah.
Okay. Rude Kid Entertainment Label Group. Okay, in his title,
yeah.
Hear me when I call Heavenly Father. So now you say this is trending worldwide, and you say it's doing pretty good in Washington D.C. and around the country. How good you say it's doing?
Yeah, it's trending around the country. It's in heavy rotation in Washington D.C. It's in heavy rotation in Africa from Gambia to Zimbabwe. So like countries like Gambia, Ghana, East Coast Africa, Nigeria, Tanzania, Zimbabwe, South Africa, and Sierra Leone. So it's doing good in Africa, London and Jamaica.
Okay, it's doing good worldwide, especially Africa, London, and Jamaica. Now, if anyone was listening, and they are, whether you there listening to Blog Talk Radio, where they are listening, from the link I provided, they could be listening from LinkedIn, or they could be listening from Facebook. Whatever that the people are listening in at, how could they hear your music? I mean, could they purchase your music? How could they hear this? How could they hear your single title, Hear Me When I Call Heavenly Father? How could the audience hear your song?
Okay, they could go on reverbnation.com/rootkit, the reggae rap inventor. And we're working on some distribution deals. I will you know, it will be updated on my Reverb Nation. And also you know, SoundCloud, Denton dash Rootkit, the reggae rap inventor dash Malcolm. So, you know, they could hear my music on those two sites right there. And they could Google me also.
Oh, they can Google you too. Are you on YouTube? You're on YouTube too?
Yes, I'm on YouTube. And I'm on Reverb Nation. My music is Hear Me When I Call is on Reverb Nation and SoundCloud.
Okay. Reverb Nation, SoundCloud. Okay. All right. Now, how what age were you? What age did you begin entertainment? What age did you begin entertainment? Reggae entertainment.
I was 7 years old when I started performing. I was 7 years old.
Oh, you were 7 years old.
Yeah.
Now, you seven?
Yeah. Yeah, I was 7 years old.
Okay. That's good. And I understand that we'll come back to your singing. We'll come back to that. I understand that you not only a pioneer rap entrepreneur, celebrity, executive chef, and all-star soccer player. Could you tell us about this?
Oh yeah, and I could give you some more background on my music also. Yeah, you know, at 7 years old I started performing music, and then at 10 years old I started writing. So you know I was creating songs and performing around the community at 7 years old. But I didn't start writing down my songs in book until like 10 years old. I released my first single at 19 years old. And then, you know, I came up with the idea for reggae rap, my genre, at 19 years old. I spoke to my trademark lawyer, Lisa Vertinsky, from Hill & Barlow, and she told me how to trademark reggae rap. And, you know, I registered the genre 2006, and I've been you know, pioneering the genre for the last 17 years. Now, as a entrepreneur, I started doing entrepreneurship at 17 years old at a school called Theodore Roosevelt High School in Washington, D.C. The president and founder of NIFTY, the Network for Teaching Entrepreneurship, came to Washington, D.C., and the principal and the teachers decided that I should participate in NIFTY. You know, this is what I call classic entrepreneurship. The teacher gave everyone $50 to purchase goods at the wholesalers. There's 40 students in the class. And she said, you know, whosoever makes the most money, gets the A for the semester. So said, so done. I turned $50 into $198, and I got an A for the semester. I then won the class business competition. Then I won the regional business competition. And after I graduated from high school at 17, 2 years later, I became the Young Entrepreneur of the Year. And I got a onslaught of media reviews. You know what I call a sweet 16, like 16 major media review. Only like Forbes magazine and New York Times did an interview me. Inc. magazine interviewed me. CNN interviewed me. Wall Street Journal interviewed me. Washington Business Journal interviewed me. Washington Informer. Channel 8, Channel 9. You know, all these major media in Washington D.C. And, you know, so my first company was Rootkit Productions, which is a retail apparel company, you know, bringing rare name brand clothing to the community at an affordable price. Of course, you know, Rootkit Productions from my stage name, Rootkit. And, you know, I added reggae rap to my name. So now I'm called Rootkit, the reggae rap inventor. So my first company was Rootkit Productions, which was a retail apparel company. And then, you know, from Rootkit Productions, I did Vibes Universal LLC. And then the Spin, which was my events management company. And then you know, from my events management company came my design company and my catering company, which is Celebrity Style Catering. So I launched Celebrity Style Catering here in Washington, D.C., May 2002 at the Marriott Wardman. Initially, I partnered with two chefs, one from Stratford University called Lisa Adams, and then one from Johnson & Wales University. She's also from Nifty. She's a good friend of mine. She's also a Young Entrepreneur of the Year. She was featured on Black Enterprise Magazine, the cover of Black Enterprise Magazine. So it was a great partnership. We launched that at the Marriott Wardman. You know, so I wasn't a chef at first. I just financed the company, did all the sales and the marketing, and, you know, created the menu with the two chefs, and, you know, also chaired all the meetings, ran all the meetings. So at first, for years, I did not cook at Celebrity Style Catering. However, you know, my interest got piqued in cooking, you know, when my two partners had left. By 2007, I was the only partner left at Celebrity Style Catering, so I decided to become a chef. I went to school last year, 2022, and now I'm a celebrity executive chef. I'm a certified ServSafe manager at Celebrity Style Catering. And also a chef, celebrity executive chef at Celebrity Style Catering. We offer five star services, servers, bartenders, chefs, including myself. We offer five cuisines, Italian trattoria, all American, Caribbean treasures. And we also offer ocean fare, and we have a breakfast menu and a reception menu. So, you know, that's what we do at Celebrity Style Catering. And I've been playing soccer since high school. I graduated high school as the captain of Roosevelt soccer team. And you know, I took the team from underdog to the championship. We came in second in the championship. And they chose me and another player from my soccer team as all-star, all-state, all-star D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, all-star soccer player for the D.C. all-star soccer team. So, you know, I've been playing soccer since I've been also under 12 for Jamaica, you know, Kingston College, Jamaica, and I'm in America. And, you know, I played for five minor league soccer team after high school. Currently playing for a semi-professional team right now.
Are you currently playing for a professional team right now?
Yeah, semi-professional team, a semi-pro team. So they're not like USL. They're not major league, MLS soccer, but they're a semi-professional team. You know, they're an international American team. So I laugh about this all the time. There's like 21 Latin Americans on the team, and I'm the only Jamaican on the team. They, you know, they call me Maradona on the team. You know.
Oh yeah. Well, we're semi-pro. That's a good team.
Yeah, I'm the only Jamaican on an international Swedish team. You know, they got Honduras on the team, and El Salvadorians, and I'm the only Jamaican.
Oh, well, you've done a good job. You're a competition.
Larry, you're kind of going in and out right now.
What about right now? Can you hear me right now?
Okay, I hear you. Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, it does that sometimes. I don't know why it goes in and out. It does that sometimes. But yeah, but you was telling me about Forbes magazine.
Yes.
I was telling you that's a good job. You know, that you really did a wonderful job when you got into Forbes magazine,
right. You know,
and
was,
all these other magazines.
Larry, I was saying the only magazine that didn't, you know, their major business magazine in America, right, Larry?
Right.
I was
right.
saying that the only major business magazine that didn't interview me was Forbes magazine and the New York Times. All the major newspaper interviewed me. I mean, you know, Wall Street Journal, right?
Right.
I was featured in the Wall Street Journal. I was featured in the Washington Business Journal. I was interviewed by Inc. Magazine on a video with Ben and Jerry's of Ben and Jerry's ice cream. We sold over 500,000 copies in America, and Inc. Magazine said I'm the reason they sold over they sold 50% of the videos when they did the survey. And I was interviewed in Washington D.C. by WPGC, WKYS, David Ames News, Patty Alper for Love of Money. I was interviewed on CNN by Lou Dobbs. Of course, you heard of Lou Dobbs, the show that called Money Matters, right? The show that
I've
called
heard,
Money Matters.
I've heard
I was
of
interviewed,
it.
In, yeah,
yes,
I was
have.
Interviewed
I
by Lou Dobbs. Then I was interviewed on CNN Radio. I was interviewed in North Carolina when I won the Global Young Entrepreneur of the Year Award. Also for winning Young Entrepreneur of the Year Award in New York City from NIFTY, Network for Teaching Entrepreneurship. So, you know, I graduated with a mini MBA from NIFTY as a young entrepreneur. And this program was in D.C. was financed by David Koch from Koch Industries, you know.
That's major accomplishment.
So, you know, I've been an entrepreneur artist since 17.
Yeah, you've done pretty good for yourself. You've done pretty good for yourself nice music. And you did it you started from a young age.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, Larry. It's good to start out early. The only surprise is me becoming a chef last year. You know, I wasn't a chef, but at 17, you know, I got all three of my skills and my profession right. You know, I graduated with a mini MBA as an entrepreneur. I graduated with an All-American All-Star soccer player for D.C. All-Star team FIFA D.C. And I'm also making music, you know?
Okay. That's great. That's wonderful. Now, are there any new projects that you are working on? Any new projects?
Yes, I'm getting ready to release two albums, the Hyperbass Rhythm compilation album, which is produced by my record label RKLG. I'm working on my solo project, which is going to be called Infamous Millionaire. And I'm working on a lot of other singles. You know, I do dancehall reggae, I do reggae rap, Sing J. So, you know, I'm working on a lot of new singles, including songs like Call Me When You Need Zion. I'm working on concert tours also, concert tours in Africa and concert tours in America.
Okay, that's wonderful. That's really wonderful. That's really wonderful that you're doing
entrepreneurially, Larry. I'm working on getting my company's finance right now.
Okay. That's right. You're well on your way. You're well known. And I think you've done a spectacular job. I think you have a wonderful hit CD out, and I think you've done a wonderful job. And everyone, if you're listening, go listen to the single. He said it's on Reverb Nation. Reverb Nation.
Right. Rootkid the Reggae Rap Inventor. Reverb Nation and Rootkid the Reggae Rap Inventor.
Okay, there you go. When you're listening, Rootkid the Rap Inventor.
Reggae rap inventor.
The reggae rap inventor. And Prince of the Dance Hall. And when did you learn to dance?
For sure.
You learned to dance as well at an early age?
Yeah, you know, it's in my blood, man. You know, sometimes it's in my blood. My cousin is Nadine Sutherland. You know, she knows the dance. She did the song Action, you know, with Terra Fabulous, that big Billboard single. And you know, my little brother knows the dance. He was featured on the front of the newspaper with in Jamaica while I'm dancing for Sean Kingston. So, you know, so I won Dancer of the Year at 19, when I won the first DC Reggae Artist of the Year. I also won Dancer of the Year in DC. I won the dancer competition also. Yes, I've been dancing. But you know, dancehall is a genre in Jamaica. You know, that's how I came up with reggae rap. Then, you know, the first genre was roots rock reggae. Then after roots rock reggae, it was dancehall reggae. So, you know, and then of course, you know, in America they got hip hop. So what I did is I combined dancehall reggae with hip hop. And I call it reggae rap, you know. So, you know, what I'm doing on Hear Me When I Call, that's dancehall reggae. Sing J, dancehall reggae. And then I got songs of reggae rap.
Right. We are in America, you know, we've become accustomed to our Jamaicans. There was, I can remember listening to Shabba Ranks, and, you know, we've come accustomed to the music, and we like the culture here in America too. So we've become accustomed to the reggae music, you know. And we like it too, you know. We have become accustomed to Jamaican tradition. So we've become accustomed to it, and we love your song. We love the song. I would like to know, what advice would you give to someone, what advice would you give to someone that's had a project out, whether he's doing music or whatever he's doing? What advice would you give to someone who is have a dream like you do? What advice would you give that person?
Well, don't give up on your dream. Stick to your dream, and you know, also you know, practice makes perfect, and it's excellent is not an act, you know, it's a habit, as Aristotle would say, you know. So on a day-to-day basis, you got to practice. You got to practice excellence. Excellence on. I call it excellence on repeat. You got to make sure that everything you do, you know, you keep it 100. And also, you know, if you're in the music game, you know, a manager is good. A lawyer is good. And you know, make sure you copyright all your music. And you know, like I said, practice makes perfect. So you want to write your music every day, practice your music every day, and, you know, and record your music every day. And whatever field that you're in, you know, education is the key. You know, it's the passport to your future, you know?
Right. Correct.
And keep God first. Awesome.
Right, that's very extremely correct. Keep God first in whatever you do. Keep God first, and whatever you do, always put God first in whatever you do. You know, if you listen, always put God first in whatever you do. And like the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Everything else will be
added
unto you.
Yeah. Right.
Right, excellent.
I know magnificent is thy name, worthy to be praised in all these earths, you know.
Right, exactly. So, well, now, everyone, we're going to play the episode back today. We're going to play the episode back today, but you've been listening to Rude Kid the Rapper, Rude Kid the Reggae Rap Inventor from D.C. Rude Kid the Reggae Rap Inventor from D.C.
And you the King of Reggae Rap on Prince of the Dance Hall.
And Prince of the Dance Hall.
Yeah,
from DC.
And big up Shabba Ranks also, Larry. That's my friend also. He's one of the first ones to bring me on stage.
Really?
Shabba Ranks brought me on stage. in Jamaica, my school, Kingston College in Jamaica. Yeah.
I perform a lot
with him. I perform a lot with Shabba Ranks.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. That's very interesting. Yeah, very interesting. And another, this was just another lady, reggae lady. She became very famous over here in America. I can't not think of her name right now. But I bet as soon as I hang up.
Patra? Is it Patra?
His name Patra? She was
Is her name Patra?
I think that's her. She could dance real good. She could dance real good. Yes, she was. She had this song called A Romantic Call was the song.
Yeah, that's Patra. That's Patra. She came up with Shabba also. But I haven't heard from her lately. But yeah, that's Patra. Beautiful Patra. Yeah, I call her the bomb.com, man. Patra is on the bomb.com, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's very interesting. That's very interesting. Okay, everyone. All right, now we had a good time on the show today, and wherever you have been listening from, I'm going to play. It don't matter because I'm going to play it back. I'm going to play this episode back. So once I hang the phone up, I'm going to play the episode back. You'll be able to listen to it wherever you're from. You'll be able to listen to it from Blog Talk Radio, which plays the episode every day. You'll be able to listen to the episode from LinkedIn, Facebook. And it was a nice interview today. I had a wonderful time today myself. I really enjoyed the single. I really enjoyed the single. And when I leave, I'm going to close out with that single. But now I want to know, before I leave, I'm glad to have you on the show today. It's a thrill to have you on the show today. Have a wonderful time. Haven't laughed like this in a long time. And I would like to know, thank you for coming on the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show, and I'm not gone yet. I would like to know if there's anything else that you would like to share with the people before we conclude.
Yeah, definitely, man. This is Denton Alexis Malcolm, a.k.a. Rude Kid the Reggae Inventor. As I said, they call me Denton A. Malcolm in corporate America, you know, so you could pull me up like that. And I'm also, as an artist, Rude Kid the Reggae Rap Inventor. Google me. You can visit my companies online, facebook.com/DAM Companies LLC. You need catering, facebook.com/celebrity style catering. And, on facebook.com, my other companies, Vibes Universal LLC, VUP USA 1, and then the record label RKELG. And of course, when you need to listen to my music, you know, reverbnation.com/RootKitTheReggaeRapInventor. Promoters, for bookings, you could call me at 202-440-5354, or email VibesUniversal, that's Vibes with a Z, VibesUniversal@gmail.com for bookings. And, I welcome all promoters, all bookings, you know, just forward it to me. I'm always on time, you know, because I think, you know, punctuality leads to repeat business. So I'm always on time.
Okay, everyone. There you heard it from Rude Kid, the Reggae Rap Inventor, D.C., formerly used to live in Jamaica. Everyone, it's been glad to have him on the show, and I'm going to play part of his song before I close out. I'm not going to play it all, but I'm going to play part of it, and now we're going to conclude the broadcast. Thank you, Sam, for coming on. That's Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show today.
Thank you very much, Larry. How good and how pleasant it is, Larry, for bridging. I'm bridging to dwell in perfect unity, Larry. So, you know, I'm so glad to share this opportunity with you, Larry, and also with the listeners on your radio show and Larry Toombs Gospel Radio Show. You know, so it's been a pleasure, Larry. You know what I mean? And definitely check out the single "Hear Me When I Call, Heavenly Father," and look out for the distribution. You know, I'll definitely let you guys know where you can purchase the albums.
Okay. All right, everyone. All right, one for sure. One, have a good day. Have a good day. This concludes the author Larry Toombs Gospel Radio Show. Have a good day. God bless. I'm gonna play just a little intro as I leave. I'm not gonna play all. Thank you.
Oh, good and all pleasant it is. For bridging, I'm bridging to dwell in perfect unity. The boss is here. You know it's Rootkit, the reggae rap inventor. Longside Pure Block. The number one of the world just enter. And we have to pray out here, keep the devil away. Rootkit Entertainment, label group. Root Mafia, Black King.
Give me what I call, so love. Give me what I call, so love. I said, Father, please forgive them. They know not what they do. Take away.
Morning, so me say hi to my brother. Greet my sister and I'll help my mother. Well then, we are all the first to my church. Mama call and I the kid can't answer. Well my grandma nah, no lung cancer. Almighty Father, I know my sponsor. Play low, yes. Oh glorious, I sing is this feeling. Me coulda die last night, it make me up this morning. One thank him for the talent him give me for sing. And all the book, we do the dancing. Almighty Father, me have to thank him. Sometimes out on road, I got them a ranking. So anytime I see them ship me thanking, yeah.